Yes, I know what you think of me. You never shut up, never shut up, never shut up, never shut up.
Good morning, everyone. Today is Tuesday, March 26th, 2024. I'm your host, Rose Cress, and today we've pulled Velvet Revolution. Well, I hope you had a good weekend and enjoyed your Monday with Ephren. We had an eclipse over the weekend, and the moon was in Libra, so full moon eclipse with the moon in Libra, so eclipses upset things, but Libra's all about balance, so I guess it all balanced itself out. Funny how things work like that, but still, we're still in just at the cusp of that full moon energy, because it's about 3 days, just at the cusp of it, so we can still be working on balance. The other thing that happened last week was Mars moved into the sign of Pisces, and it's a challenging transit. This is going to go from March 22nd all the way to April 30th. So it can be complex and challenging because Mars is really assertive and kind of can be intense, and it becomes diluted or confused when it goes into this really gentle feeling sign of Pisces. But it offers us opportunities for greater empathy, creativity, and spiritual growth. And this is a wonderful time for us to be more compassionate or to embrace compassion, to embrace a holistic approach to achieving our goals. We can prioritize cooperation and understanding over confrontation. So it's a nice time to be working on that, and it's a perfect time for us to talk about Velvet Revolution. This song comes from the 2007 album American Doll Posse. It's one of the vignettes. So short song, so I'll just read you all of the lyrics right now. Feeling radical in cotton, purified in my satin. But the bomb of the season is the Velvet Revolution. I look at the sky and feel the tears of the prophets crying. I look at the sky and feel the rain of tears. Feeling radical in cotton, purified in my satin. But the bomb of the season is a velvet revolution. All you killers of the children, there's a new commandment. The true divine creator wants a velvet revolution. Again, she says, all you killers of the children, there's a new commandment. The true divine creator wants a velvet revolution. So what's a velvet revolution? Well, we might be feeling apathetic in our cotton, hopeless in our cotton, but we maybe want satin. Well, the answer to that is a velvet revolution. The velvet revolution actually refers to the revolution in 1989 that started November 17th and went through December 29th in Czechoslovakia. The Velvet Revolution, it was a peaceful protest. And so they went from communism to not communism, and like basically people stood up and was like, it's time to do something different. And they called it the Velvet Revolution because there was no violence in it. Whereas in a lot of revolutions, there's violence. And I think this is really, wow, this is really important information right now when we're faced with wars all around the world. I mean, the big ones that we're seeing right now are Ukraine, and we're also seeing the war in Gaza and Israel. I mean, we're not really calling that a war. I mean, so many innocent people are being destroyed. I mean, if you look up the sky, we can feel the tears of the prophets crying. I mean, what prophet told us to do this? None of them told us to do this. I've no doubt that God is weeping, right? I mean, if you ascribe to a religion, God is weeping right now because people, innocents are being killed. Innocents are dying. And how are we supporting the people that need supporting? All you killers of the children, there's a new commandment. And that new commandment showed up 2,000 years ago. And that new commandment is quite old. It's not really that new. But that new commandment is the divine creator wants a velvet revolution, wants us to be acting in the world with nonviolence. Another really good example of a nonviolent revolution changing things was the actions of Gandhi in India, because if you don't know, India was under British control, and they couldn't do things like have salt or, you know, I mean, it's all kinds of things. There's really, I mean, there's a wonderful, Gandhi wrote a really big autobiography. And yes, Gandhi was a problematic individual. He did some sketch things. I mean, as many humans do, we do sketchy things, but you know, he led that nonviolent revolution because that was his religion. Ahimsa, it's called. Ahimsa means nonviolence. Another really lovely example of nonviolent revolution is Martin Luther King Jr. in the United States in the 60s and 50s and 60s. So there's lots of instances over time of nonviolent revolution where people stood together, we gathered together, and we really pushed change on things. Instead of having to fight, we protested, we showed up, we spoke up. So we can have our own velvet revolutions all over the world. And part of taking part in nonviolent revolution is bringing things to awareness, bringing things to the forefront that children should not be dying for any cause ever again. They should not be killed. I don't care what side you're on. I don't care what you think is right. I don't care what you think somebody else did. No child should have to die for what adults behave in. And that should be the hill that we are all willing to die on. So how do we support nonviolent revolution? Well, part of it starts with ourselves. I mean, look, I don't have the answers. I really don't have the answers. I like to support people that need help. I like to, you know, I'll send money where I can send money to people that are asking for help and try and send food where I can send food, all of those things. But I don't have the answers on that at all. And I've really come to the realization that my work in this world, and I do consider myself working in a global aspect, but my work in this world is teaching other people how to find their own clarity, how to find their own connection with self, how to find their inner peace so that they can spread that work. Because there are other people who are big actors in, you know, political change actors or environmental change actors, all of that. My uncle Peter Warshaw did a lot of environmental activism work in the world and starting organizations and so on and so forth. And, you know, that work is so admirable to me, and I would love to be, you know, on a grand stage changing the world that way. That is not my calling. My calling, while I may be on the grand stage in the world, you know, while I might be standing at a conference before hundreds of people, I'm not like, oh, let's all get together and we're going to do A, B, and C, and this is going to change the world, A, B, and C, and, you know, you can do this and this and this, because I really don't know that. It doesn't stick with me. I just know, like, when somebody says, oh, if you donate money, if you go here and you look on this spreadsheet of GoFundMes, it'll, you know, link you to a people's GoFundMes, and $5 can go a long way. $5 from 10 people can go a long way, as opposed to 25 from one person. So don't think you can't make a difference. Even the smallest person can change the course of the world. So said Galadriel to Frodo, right? We can make those changes, even if it's small changes. And while we're engaging in that kind of work, and we don't have to broadcast the ways that we support others to the world. We don't have to do that. But while we're doing all of that work, we can focus on ourselves, and we can focus on creating peaceful action within our own minds. And so what's our internal velvet revolution? One of the best velvet revolutions that I'm so enjoying it right now is the body positivity movement. And I've really seen, I mean, yes, there are still people engaged in body shaming bullshit. BSBS. Body shaming bullshit. But overarchingly, I'm really seeing a change in the way people talk about things and the comments people are saying. And I just think it's really beautiful. And what I know, I mean, I've carried body shame. I've carried body shame. And even I joke about body by butter, like, oh yeah, no, you look, this body wasn't cheap. It takes a lot of butter to get a body like mine. And I'm laughing and I'm poking fun at myself. But I've kind of stopped doing that because it just doesn't, like, why do I even need to say that? I don't. And so I appreciate that velvet revolution that has taken place in the media. And yeah, there's still holdovers, but there's just this move. Like, we don't talk about appearances anymore. And I love that because it's helping me to not talk about my appearance. And it's helping me to look in the mirror and, like, I'm starting to love myself in a way that I never did before. And I think that's amazing. Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anymore in the way things mattered a long time ago. And I don't think I've told this story here. This is not where I'm meant to take this, but that's okay. That's okay. Sometimes we just follow the thread where it's pulling us. Last year, I was at an event and presenting, and there was this really cute dress. And it's a sundress, so I haven't worn it since, like, October last year, which is a bummer because it's really cute. But, you know, it's got these, like, thin little spaghetti straps. And so it was just the color. It's like this beautiful blue with some orange in it. I absolutely love that, like, electric blue color. And so I'm like, oh, I like this, but it's not really my style. It's kind of like scrunchy tube toppy, and I got big boobs. So I go and I try it on in the bathroom at this event, and I'm looking, I'm like, oh man, this makes my boobs look ginormous. And so there was this woman who's, like, washing her hands in the bathroom, and I said to her, can I ask you a question real quick? She's like, sure. Or I said, can I ask your opinion? She's like, sure. And I said, do you think this makes my boobs look too big? Because I'm not feeling good about myself. And then she looks at me, looks me dead in the eye, and she says, no. As a matter of fact, I think you should lose the bra and let it go. And then I was like, oh, thanks. And she walked away, and I kind of stood there, and I was like, oh, yeah, who cares what my boobs look like? Like, why do I care about that? And it was like, I mean, it makes me tear up a little bit now. It made me tear up a little bit then. Like, why does that matter? Doesn't matter. And then I thought about the ways in which I speak so harshly to myself about my appearance. No, you can't wear that shirt. It's too tight. And it shows that line where your pants are. And it makes you look like you can see the roll of your fat. Look, that's how, like, I'm going to wear a baggier shirt and people aren't going to know? Are you kidding me? Like, sometimes, yeah, like, if the pants are a little too tight and then you bend over, the top rolls, and that's uncomfortable. Because, yes, I do live in yoga pants, but that's because I'm teaching. Like, I teach many hours a day, every day. So being comfortable in my pants is kind of important to me. But anyway, it just made me kind of look at how I speak to myself. And there was a good couple of weeks where I'd look in the mirror and I'd be like, oh, no, you can't wear that. And then I go, yes, this is what I want to wear. This is what I'm going to wear. And so I had my own little velvet revolution take place where I went from that kind of negative self-talk, that really constrictive, mean, and nasty self-talk, and I shifted it into a healthier, more supportive self-talk, my own internal velvet revolution. And, you know, like, I look at myself in the mirror in the morning, you know, like, sometimes I'm naked and I brush my teeth because I'm about to get in the shower, and I've put my clothes in the hamper, and it's not like, oh, I gotta cover up while I'm looking in the mirror. And so how can you be kinder to yourself? How can you create your own velvet revolution? Ahimsa, non-violence. This is the big practice in yoga, is ahimsa. Where can you cultivate gentleness? Gentleness of speech, gentleness of movement. Are you napping? Have you been napping? I've been napping. I'm noticing a difference. I got a lot more energy. I'm not, the clarity of thought issue isn't really there, but that's a bigger problem, I think. I don't think napping's going to fix that. That's all right. Like, I'm clear here, but I'm recording this at 6 a.m., so, like, whatever. I'm a little clearer in the morning, but napping's helping. So napping is gentleness. Napping is restfulness. Our own little velvet revolution. Yeah, I'm not available for an hour in the middle of the day. Sorry. No, actually, I'm not sorry. I'm not available. I'm not busy for an hour in the middle of the day. Part of that's a half an hour nap. Part of that's recovery. But I'm not available. You can text me. You can call me. But I'm not available. I'm not looking at my phone. And maybe you can offer yourself that. Make yourself not available. You going to lunch? You going to lunch with your coworkers? I had a coworker that had a rule, like, we could hang out, but we could not talk about work. Like, if I see former coworkers or whatever, because I do occasionally, like, we'll go grab a bite to eat, I don't talk about work. I'm not at work. I'm not doing that right now. We're doing something else. Tell me about your life. Tell me what's happening with you. Other ways for a velvet revolution? Speak up. Say something. Call your senator. Call your representative. Say something. Share information with others. Stand on a street corner with a sign. Give somebody a smile. The next time you do a yoga pose, don't go as hard into the yoga pose. Be kind to yourself. So, your big practice today is it's time to say something nice to yourself. Well, I've talked about this before, like writing a love letter, but say something nice to yourself. Do something nice for yourself. That's task number one. And task number two, the change that you want to see in the world, how can you support that change? Some organizations need money. Some organizations need volunteers. How can you support the change that you want to see in the world? And then go for it. Make sure you follow us on the socials, songsoftoriamus.com. Did you know that if you go to the website, you can see all links to all past episodes of Never Shut Up, Drive All Night? How was that episode of New Age on Drive All Night? Are you in love with New Age now? I think I might be. I sang it all last week as I listened to the podcast, loving the new season of Drive All Night. So if you're not listening, join me in listening. Make sure you follow us on the socials, Songs of Tori Amos on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can follow me on the socials as well, Rose Cress on Facebook and Instagram. I'm trying to post interesting stuff every day now. Maybe it'll support you in your velvet revolution. Make sure you're taking 30 minutes out of your day to rest, because rest is its own revolution. And I will see you tomorrow. Thanks so much. Bye.
Purified in my satin, but the balm of the season is a velvet revolution. I look at the sky and feel the tears of the prophets crying. I look at the sky and feel the rain. Purified in my satin, but the balm of the season is a velvet revolution. All you killers of the children, there's a new commandment. The true divine creator wants a velvet revolution. All you killers of the children, there's a new commandment. The true divine creator wants a velvet revolution.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back to iTunes, an old debate resurfaces. Will you choose fear? Or will you choose Fox?
Hey everybody, we're so thrilled to bring you our Strange Little Girls season, starting with the first episode, New Age. She's too classy to just scream out the word fucks in the middle of a Velvet Underground song.
Oh really? The woman who screeches hard cock and you can make me come isn't gonna say the F word?
In this episode, we talk to acclaimed Lou Reed biographer Will Hermes.
Tori takes these songs apart, like she interrogates these songs.
As well as conversations with two super fans.
It sounds like fucks to me.
Sure, Jan.
We're committed to getting to know these strange little girls by going into their psyches.
That wouldn't mean anything to you if a horny woman shook out her hair.
It wouldn't mean anything to me. But if a librarian came up to me and shook out her hair at me, we'll find out their names, their stories, their clothes, and through the wonderful talents of Macy Rodman, we'll take a peek into their lives.
We got some of the kids at recess going over the bridge. When you ask them what they're doing over there, they say they're looking for love. I don't know where they're getting this stuff.
Subscribe to Drive All Night, the songs of Tori Amos for our Strange Little Girls season and our brand new episode, New Age. I'm deadly serious. Sick little fox serious. How dare you? Available right now everywhere you find podcasts. Never Shut Up is a production of the Sideways Society. For more information and links to things mentioned on the show, please visit us online at songsoftoriamus.com.
Yes, I know what you think of me. You never shut up.